This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Drug maker Pfizer is defending its COVID-19 vaccine as a government advisory panel weighs whether to support emergency use. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
In what was essentially a science court, Pfizer's Katherine Jensen and other officials presented evidence that the vaccine is both safe and effective.
We believe that our data have satisfied the EUA requirements for a COVID-19 vaccine.
Amid some public skepticism about a vaccine and how quickly the FDA is moving toward allowing emergency use, the group also heard presentations from others, like drug safety advocate Kim Witzak.
The public needs assurances that the FDA's review was thorough and independent.
The panel's meeting came a day after the U.S. set another COVID-19 deaths record, more than 3,000, more than were killed on D-Day or 9/11. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the new agreement.
This is the foundation on which we can now build this peace. We'll resume liaison offices quickly between Israel and Morocco and work as rapidly as possible to establish full diplomatic relations.
As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. After meeting with his senior ministers, Johnson said they had agreed the treaty on the table did not work for Britain. The EU and Britain are at loggerheads over fishing rights, economic fair play, and dispute settlement, despite months of talks on a new deal to cover trade beginning January 1st when the United Kingdom exits the bloc. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. The Lebanese prosecutor probing last summer's port explosion in Beirut has filed charges against the caretaker prime minister and three former ministers. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Judge Fadi Sawan filed the charges against Hassan Diab and former finance minister Ali Hassan Khalil, as well as two former ministers of public works. All four were charged with carelessness and negligence leading to death over the August 4th explosion at Beirut's port. The incident led to more than 200 deaths and injured thousands. The explosion was caused by the ignition of a large stockpile of explosive material that had been stored at the port for 6 years near a heavily populated area. Top security officials and politicians knew about the stockpile and its whereabouts and did nothing about it. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of people applying for unemployment aid in the United States has taken another leap upward. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department's weekly report shows 853,000 people filed new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's up from 716,000 the week before and the most since September. Evidence that companies are cutting jobs again as new COVID-19 cases spiral upward. The total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months to 5.8 million, and all told, more than 19 million people are still dependent on some type of unemployment benefit. Meanwhile, two federal jobless aid programs created in the spring are set to expire in a little more than 2 weeks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pop singer Taylor Swift announced Thursday she will publish her second album this year at midnight Eastern Time. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
You never know, never know.
Taylor Swift says on social media she and her songwriting partners just could not stop writing. The new album is called Evermore, and she calls it a sister album to Folklore, which came out in July. Guest musicians include Haim, The National, and Bon Iver. Swift turns 31 on Sunday. She says this is a gift to her fans because 13 is her lucky number, and that's 31 backwards. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.